When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Happer and Shaper.
He says I take no joy in life. I can see that.
Coming at you live from Koppel Chevrolet GMC Studios in the heart of Lincoln, America.
Why are you yelling at me?
Whatever, make me a bicycle clown.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Connor Happer.
You might want to look away for this.
Mike Shaper.
My boy's waking smack.
This is Happer and Shaper.
And welcome in. Happy Thursday. It is Happer and Shaper here on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Connor Happer, Mike Shaper with you. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Connor.
How are you?
Pretty good. I had a stray thought. I don't know how often this happens for you where, like,
let it fly.
You're just sitting there and then a random thought enters your brain. What do we think Sipple's gift wrapping skills look like? Because I was thinking, would it be more shocking than the TikTok if he was, like, really good at wrapping gifts? Like, they looked pristine and nice, and he had ribbons and bows and all of that extra stuff.
That'd be a bit of an upset, yeah.
And then I wondered if he was like me, and it just looks like a crumpled mess as you hand the person.
Do you think he even attempts?
No.
Okay. So probably just in a bag, whatever bag they give him from the store that he gets it from?
That's my guess.
Yeah. Although, if you can't do the whole wrapping thing, the gift bags are...
Yeah, they've
You could
they've
just shove it in there and, like, throw a little tissue paper if you're really feeling extra and...
That's my go-to route now. Yeah. My gift
it's usually
wrapping,
just booze anyway. That's usually the only present I give.
My gift wrapping skills have largely diminished. They were never particularly strong, and then it just became like an effort time thing, and it's just not there.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to spend the extra, like, I don't know, $2 to buy a large enough bag to put the gift in, and then an extra $1 for the paper that you're talking about.
There are some stores that wrap it for you.
Which is great. So it used to be there was like a donation wrapping thing in the malls, like free will donation, you could have your gifts wrapped.
Yeah, I think they do that still
by churches or youth groups.
Well, maybe
whoever.
Not. I don't know. Maybe COVID canceled that.
Yeah. Well, I don't feel like it was even happening the last couple years before COVID either. But I also don't know how often I was in malls, so that could be.
Here's the other thing: if you're buying all your gifts off of Amazon and you're just going boom, 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 and they all come
to your
house.
Which you can do that, too. They have a gift wrapping option.
Oh, exactly. So they have the gift wrapping option, or it comes in a nice box and it's not, like, awkwardly shaped or anything like that. You just, you know, that one's not that difficult. I think it's probably become easier for people.
You remember as a kid, and maybe it's different, my mom reused, like, the same boxes every Christmas. And so, like, you would get through the paper, and then you would end up with this box, and, like, in a lot of our cases, it'd be, like, a JCPenney's box or something, and you'd be a little bit nervous because you didn't want clothes, but it says pennies on it.
Correct.
And it's in the same, like, white box that, like, a dress shirt would come in or whatever. Yeah.
The trick box?
Yeah, well, no, it was more so just, like, I was always thrown off because my mom reused all the boxes.
Sure.
So I never really knew what was going to be inside.
Yeah, I mean,
you could shake
it. If it was in one of those JCPenney boxes or like a Kohl's box or whatever, it probably wasn't. You know, and you always know the shape of those before you get unwrapped.
But she would dress it up a little bit, like, so to be in that, and then there could be like a DVD or a video game in there, and then she'd put in enough stuff that you couldn't shake it.
My parents weren't trick gifters.
She's big on Christmas, so like she really wanted it to go well.
Yeah.
Still is. I don't know the rest of the family meets my mom's fervor for Christmas. But,
well, somebody's got to be that person.
Yeah. So sometimes I assume thankless job. And you're not getting thanked by me because I, you know, don't particularly enjoy
zero,
it.
Because so. 10-year-old Mike Schaefer is only here for the gifts, and 30-year-old Mike Schaefer is like, I don't really care.
I mean, I like Christmas a lot more as a kid. As an adult, it has become more of a stress thing than I think is necessary. But here we are.
Faisal Five Times says you guys should have a TikTok for the station. Call it Ticket Talk.
Hmm.
Thoughts? Would you participate?
No.
Would you do any dances?
No. This feels like a Nick Rico thing, mostly.
Yeah,
with a little of you sprinkled in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe some Tom. Tom and Bach do their, like, preview videos. They like to do videos.
Yeah, I mean, that could go on TikTok just by themselves.
Yeah.
TikTok would offer an ability to throw a little bit more flair in there if they so desired. But you never know when those things are going to pop up. Like, there's no, you know, there's no timing out.
Sure.
Like, the timing in which they're trying to put out the video is relatively important. You don't want to see that video 3 days later.
Right.
Because it wouldn't make any sense. Okay. There's maybe a road there. All right, anyway. Happy Thursday, our last show before Christmas. Merry Christmas to everybody out there. Hope you have a good, long, extended weekend. We'll be back, of course, on Monday. But we have a lot to accomplish today. It's Thursday. The text bag? Wow, no audible,
bag?
No audible response.
It's going to be... I don't know how you're going to enjoy it today. Like, I haven't watched sports lately. My brain has been completely removed from what's been going on.
I'm going to enjoy
it. You're going to get, I think, in terms of conversation, because I really haven't conversed with anybody, you're going to get, like,
raw
maybe
thoughts.
Some decent conversation, because I haven't written anything in, like, a week now. Like, it's just this is, as far as one can get unplugged without leaving the country or getting away from stuff entirely.
All right.
Fairly not plugged in right now.
Well, I'm curious.
I didn't even know Slovis had went to Pitt until yesterday morning.
Okay, that's... Yeah,
and
that's,
that had happened, what, Tuesday night?
Yeah, that's pretty unplugged then.
Yeah, I was like, whoa. Well, cross him off the list.
Did you know that Tony Tuioti left?
I did.
Or he is leaving?
Brunt sent a text at like 11 o'clock on Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm.
And it just said, Tuioti? Question mark. And then it prompted me like 2 hours later when I was still packing stuff to like look on Twitter to see what that could have meant.
Okay. So, yeah, you were pretty checked out.
I tried to be. And
good move.
Because it's so much stuff you have to get done.
Oh.
The focus had to be elsewhere.
It's a lot of stuff. Well, I'm glad you are at least almost finished accomplishing that.
We're in a garage.
You could have a semi-house before Christmas on Saturday. All right. We'll take a quick break here right off the bat, and we'll get into Husker basketball from last night. Schaefer will pepper me with questions that he has since...
I have some questions. Your Twitter was helpful yesterday.
What?
That's
never happened.
In terms of, like, you were very in on who was getting polled and what prompted the polling.
Yeah.
And so I read a few of those tweets when I was trying to follow along the game but not listening to it because I didn't have the radio on or whatever.
In summation, everybody.
Everybody
took
a turn.
There was
definitely a tweet that said every starter has now been pulled.
Everybody took a turn getting pulled in the first 10 minutes of the game. And then they
somebody did a
on.
Step back three-pointer. You're like...
Tominaga.
Yeah, step back three-pointer, pulled.
I mean, it was like clockwork. He took a bad shot, and you know exactly what it is when you see it. Took a bad shot, look at Fred. Fred points down the bench. Go. He's checked in on the next dead ball. I mean, it happens in like 4 seconds. So, I mean, he said it. We were watching for it.
Okay.
And they responded.
I've got some questions. I'll save them.
So I thought it was a good I don't want to call it a I don't know if it was
reset?
A building block, but a good win for them last night, something that they desperately needed just to kind of feel good. So we'll hear from Fred Hoiberg a little bit as Nebraska beats Kennesaw State last night. Nebraska football still not going to a bowl game, guys. You may have missed this entire thing, but still not going to a bowl game. We'll talk about that during the show today. We'll come back more next.
Follow Connor and Mike on Twitter at Connor Happer, at Mike J. Schaefer. You're listening to Happer and Schaefer.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.